We hear you. How could I Taught English Abroad possibly go bigger than it did last season? How can we outdo ourselves after reaching lots of new listeners, recording in person, and even doing some travelling for season 4? Well, we stuck to what we do best, great chats with amazing guests. We met Roya Abedi, who gave us her secrets for forging a career in TEFL as a non-native English speaker.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you want to be an English teacher, or if you want to work on Instagram, you have to be patient, you have to be passionate, and you need to continue on and on.
TikTok sensation Patrick Smith tells us about breakthrough moments in the classroom.
It was nice to have that moment where he really learned something. Not only him, but the whole class was able to learn something about me and about people who look like me.
Ellie Caldwell-Casey tells us why being passionate and specific is vital.
I think like anything, actually, the deeper you get into anything, the more interesting it becomes, actually. And you know, the more you geek out on something, the more interesting it becomes.
Grace Davis teaches us about why context is all important.
And that's also when I realized, oh, I don't learn a language by reading a textbook or by memorizing flashcards. You learn a language by getting stuck in a situation at the bus station.
Well, how about Fernanda Savertnia telling us why non-native English speakers need to go beyond textbooks?
We desperately want to show the world that we know enough.
And I don't think textbooks help us acquire as much knowledge as possible.
And here's Seth Knight, a former trading priest turned self-employed English teacher, telling us about his methods.
So that's kind of my technique often is just, or my methodology is just say something, and if it's really, really weird, we're going to talk about it. But if it works, we're going to keep going.
And that's not even nearly all of it. We meet a man who's traveled to every country, climbed the 7 summits, and visited both poles. We meet a teacher who was considered a child genius that went to university at 16. We meet the internet's most famous TEFL teachers with tens of millions of views between them. It is action-packed, it's dramatic, it's insightful, it's I Taught English Abroad. Cue the expensive sound effects. I think I promised a bit much. If you want amazing interviews about teaching without, you know, expensive sound effects, subscribe now and get notified about new episodes. It all kicks off on the 3rd of April.